Being a small business owner is demanding, but it's easier with help from the UPS store because we do all Ings printing all in one place, meaning we'll whip up some fresh menuing while you keep on catering and handle the bannering and postering so you can focus on your boutique's grand opening. The UPS store, every Ing for small business, all in one place.
The UPS store.
From printing to shredding, the UPS store is here for all your small business needs, saving you time for other Ings. The UPS store, every Ing for small business, all in one place.
The UPS store.
The UPS store can tackle all your mailboxing needs, like giving your business a real street address for a more professional look. Every Ing for small business, all in one place.
The UPS store.
The UPS store locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours may vary. See center for details.
Chamber Link Radio is brought to you by the UPS store with two locations in Florence and one in Sumter. Listen in every Sunday at 12 noon right here on Live 95.
Welcome to Chamber Link Radio. The Chamber in Florence is a private, non-profit organization that represents the area businesses and is supported solely by its members and its member associates. This weekly program will showcase select member businesses and share some of the experiences and operational values that each one of our members have. For more information on being a guest, please contact the Chamber at 843-665-0515.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Chamber Link Radio. My name is Jay Laverance, and I'm here with my guests today from Delta Building Systems, Jody, Keith, and Hunter. I'm going to go first, Jody Kelly, Keith Hill, Hunter Long. How about that? Got them all right.
Sounds good.
Not too shabby. You all are partners for Delta Building Systems. When we start a program, I always like to start off a little bit about yourself before we go to what your company does. So we're going to start with Hunter since he's to my left. Well, they can't see this on radio, but he's to my left today.
I grew up in Camden, South Carolina, and graduated from Camden High School, and I went to Clemson and graduated in construction science and management, and took a position here in Florence, South Carolina, as a project manager, and ultimately met these fellows, and we stepped out on our own and started our own business.
All right. And Keith?
I grew up in Marlboro County, McCall, South Carolina, to be exact, and graduated McCall High School in 1986. Attended Francis Marion, graduated from there. Took a job in commercial tire sales initially. And got into construction business in 1995. And then, as Hunter said, ultimately met
these
guys.
You were just a kid then.
I was just a kid then. That's right. That's right.
And I know your wife because she works for my orthodontist, Dr. Rossi. Give him a little plug.
That's right.
And Jody, last but not least.
Yep. I grew up in Darlington, town of Darlington. I went to high school at St. John's back when high school was called St. John's. And then I went from there, and I got into welding in high school, so I got into structural steel business after high school, and I did that for about 10 or 15 years and then got into the commercial construction industry, actually working with Keith Hill at the time.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Now, Delta Building Systems, how many years now?
Six.
Almost six, yeah.
That's what I thought. I was going to say five or six, because I know you guys joined the chamber
soon
after you became a company together.
That's correct.
So how did y'all come together? This is a good story. You know, we want to kind of get, you know, we're going to get into what you do. I mean, we're going to get way into that, deeper than you think. But right now, just how did y'all get together? How did you become partners? And how did you stay together this long as well?
We worked for an employer.
Okay.
And we were all had different.
But y'all worked the same employer.
We worked the same employer, and we all had kind of different aspects of the job to take care of, and we just decided that we wanted to start our own venture, and so we came up with Delta Building Systems, and the rest of it's history.
So 6 years ago, you partnered up, the three of you. I remember when it all started. It was a little bit different than it is today, I imagine, right?
Yep. Oh, yeah, I mean, for sure.
You weren't really well-known at the time. You were just starting out. I think you started out on Alligator Road.
We did, right? That's right.
And so you've built, gotten a little bit bigger since then. So let's talk a little bit about your business now, okay? Now, I did some research, so I'm going to tax your brains on this. But let's talk a little bit. It's more commercial. It's all commercial and or industrial, correct?
Yes.
Correct. Okay. Now, let's talk about commercial buildings. Let's get into the commercial side of that. What is a commercial building? Talk to me about that.
Commercial is any type of building that's not residential. Office buildings, schools, banks, warehouses, all that falls into the commercial market.
Okay. And typically what kind of buildings do you build?
Mainly, most of our structures are what's called pre-engineered metal buildings.
Okay.
And they can be any size. We're doing one right now. It's about 180,000 square feet.
That's so fairly sizable.
And you can start out at 2,000 or 3,000 square feet. But of course we like the bigger projects, but mainly what we do is the pre-engineered market.
Not to say that we don't do traditional construction
right.
From time to time, though.
Sometimes it's required, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you have an industrial, building type. Difference in industrial, and I did a little research, I like to find out what's going on in the market. It's just mainly the capacity, especially if you've got heavier equipment in there. The buildings are pretty much the same, are they?
They can be. Industrial is more, we deal with a lot of manufacturing plants,
mm-hmm.
And that's when you get into the industrial part of it.
Okay. And how many buildings have you put up since you guys started? Oh, there you go. I tax you all. All your brains are working now. About. It doesn't have to be exact.
I'm going to say 10 to 15.
Okay. Yeah. That's pretty good. Yeah. Pretty good. So in 5 years, that's about 2 to 3 a year.
That's correct. Yeah.
And what is your standard? I guess there is no standard size, but typically what size building are people looking for?
It varies in the market. It just depends on what's going on at the time. We're starting a project now that's about 11,000 square feet, but it does have a lot of site work in it. And the biggest project we've done to date was like 450,000 square feet.
Okay. And when you talk about site work, expound on that a little bit, educate my audience here.
Site construction and includes stormwater control measures, cut and fill of earthwork, placement of stone, asphalt, curb and gutter, anything related to the infrastructure to support the site and the facility.
So the base foundation coming off a road, right? You have to cut a curb maybe or put a road in.
Okay. Right? Yeah.
You got water and sewage and runoff. You can't put your sewage
utilities
and runoff together, right?
Retention ponds, anything related to the site.
Now, how does that work? Because in some cases, depending on where your facility is, you have to have so much wildlife area, right? Correct?
Not necessarily.
No.
DHEC kind of governs the site work that we deal with.
Okay.
They have guidelines that we have to go by, and of course every site has to be designed for stormwater controls prior to construction.
And so that's where you see the retention ponds is the stormwater control.
Most sites over a half acre.
An acre, I think, is
an
the threshold.
I mean, they require you to have a stormwater retention pond for stormwater runoff purposes.
And maybe that's where I see the wild game, like the ducks flying into it or whatever.
may see a site that has wetlands on it too, which you can't enter the wetlands. So that would be, I guess, wildlife area, if you want.
And so, for you guys, you're general contractors, correct?
That's correct.
So you bring in, now do you go and help the client with permitting and all of that?
Yes.
Let's talk about that process. So I'm going to be a big guy now. I'm going to build a 400,000 square foot facility. I'm going to have shipping and receiving. I'm going to have some manufacturing going on in there. I need to find a place. Do you guys help with that?
We do. We partner with a local realtor from time to time. And We prefer the design build method. It's where we're involved heavily on the front end of things, and we help the owner develop his plan and come up with the most cost effective and reasonable approach to getting the project, completed in a reasonable time and under budget. And that's what we specialize in. But we do contract with stipulated sum contracts as well, but we like to be involved in the design process so that we can help the owner get the best bang for the buck.
So basically, I have a piece of land. Let's use that, and I have a piece of land. So tell me, walk me through the initial steps. We sit down, we talk about concept, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And then where do we go from there? Help me through the process.
we try to learn as much as we can from the owners and find out what they're trying to accomplish, and we partner them with our engineers and architects and help them identify the type of facility that they need and I guess the most cost effective way to get it built.
So it could be a high ceiling or low ceiling building, right?
Oh yeah. Correct.
I mean people don't know, maybe you can talk a little bit about that. What's the difference? I know what it is because I was in manufacturing, so I know exactly why you would have high or low ceiling.
Yeah, if you get into a situation where you're doing high storage rack type systems, your building's got to have the clearance you need to get those systems inside. So we find out, you know, their storage heights and all when we're doing our initial meetings, and so we can recommend a good clear height for the project.
Now, do you walk through as general contractor? I guess you have to. Do you walk through the permitting as well?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you actually do the permitting, or does the client do that?
No, we take care of the building permits.
Yeah, general contractor has to pull a permit.
All the permitting, DEC permitting,
yeah,
building permitting, we handle all of it for the client.
And if it's in the city, then that's city permitting and building inspection and so forth, and county as well. My other question is, I had a question right out of my mind and just flew out. When we're talking about the permitting and so forth and building the facility, the way that you guys do this, I mean, you sit down, you have your architects. How do you get your labor? Because today, everybody laughs when I say, how do you get your labor? Because, no, seriously, I mean, a lot of my clients come on and they're like, our biggest problem is we can't get people.
You must have heard Jody and I's conversation coming here.
So. Yeah,
about hiring people. Conversation.
I had you wired.
Yeah.
So seriously,
it's a challenge. It really is a challenge.
I would like to say we have a great team in place.
Yep.
But we're always looking to hire new talent, and it's a difficult task.
Very difficult.
So, you know, you're building buildings. Do you have staff that does that themselves, or do you hire subcontractors? How do you go about doing it? I mean, general contractors typically hire subcontractors, right? Mm-hmm. And
we do have an in-house crew as well, and they, you know, they handle a lot of that work for us. But we also do a lot of sub.
All your trade, electrical, plumbing,
right.
you have to have subcontractors to handle that, you know, because of licensing and everything. So we do sub all that type of work out.
Now, have you seen some slowdown or some stoppage or some problems with the fact that, you know, unfortunately, I don't know if we're through COVID. I guess COVID's no longer one of those things that anybody's worried about. I was reading something in the paper the other day, and they said, you know, we're not even going to talk about it anymore. Mm-hmm. It was this big deal, and now it's nothing. So I guess it's just like your common cold. But had you seen a significant drop-off during that period?
You know, I wouldn't say it was a drop-off. Our only issue during COVID was supply chain stuff. Lead times, and we're still seeing that with electrical type switch gear equipment. But as far as drop off in volume of work, we have not had any drop off.
No drop off in volume as far as having the ability to put in buildings, but just supply chain has caused some issues.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, you know, as we go down the path and you're starting to build these buildings, and like I said, they're mostly metal. Are they insulated?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay. The pre-engineered buildings uses an insulation that fits in between the structure of the building and the siding. But now, of course, you can go in, if you have finished space, you'll add insulation in like a drop ceiling or your interior walls, you'll have insulation there also. But a pre-engineered structure has it's called a VRR, vinyl reinforced insulation, that fits in between the structure and the metal siding.
And what kind of R rating is that? Do you know?
The 4 inches, like an R13. It's based, you know, by thickness, depending on what the customer needs.
So you literally could have a metal building with insulation.
Yes.
And no interior. Can you heat it and cool it?
Oh yeah.
Without any issues there?
Yeah.
Okay. But then if I want to put interior walls in, I could also.
You can insulate that as well.
Okay. And so your main buildings are metal, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Do you build any other kind of structures or just typically metal?
Any type of wood, masonry, any type of conventional construction, we can handle it.
And most of yours are manufacturing, or I know your portfolio says office buildings and so forth as well. But what's your biggest bang for your buck, or not bang for your buck, but what's your biggest business right now?
Probably warehouse space at the moment, but we handle office space and really any kind of commercial need. We could cover commercial strip malls or banks or churches or anything of that nature.
Mm-hmm. Do you see a lot more construction these days?
In this area, I think so. Yeah. And we were talking about that earlier also with all the new companies that are coming to the area. I think Florence is really set to grow. At least we hope so anyway. Yeah. It would be good for all of us.
Yeah, I think with the new companies coming in, then you're going to have a lot of ancillary businesses
exactly.
to support mm-hmm. them as well.
Yeah.
Don't know where we're going to put them all, but we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
There's a lot of space in Florence. Yeah. Just have to find the facilities. It doesn't have to be right next to the operating facility. They can ship stuff down the road. If people want to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
Our numbers are published. Our website, deltabuildingsystemsinc.com.
Google search,
Facebook,
LinkedIn.
Now, if I was a client and I said, okay, I don't know anything about you guys, do you have the ability to go show them where you've already built?
Oh, yeah.
Take them through the facilities? I mean,
we'd love to do that.
And your clients are okay with,
oh, yes.
showing off your buildings, right?
That's right.
One thing I would like to say, our pre-engineered market, we're an American builder, and they are manufactured right here in South Carolina. So that's a plus.
Okay. Yeah. You were going to say something, Hunter?
I was just going to say we're happy to entertain people in our office, too, if they want to. We can review past projects with them and show them the kind of work that we do and be happy to meet and greet.
Now, are most of the buildings prefab, or do you have to have some architectural design? Or when I say prefab, you say, oh, I need this size building, this height ceiling, and you pretty much know what you want. Or is there some architectural design that you have to do as well? Or is it pretty much
in most
standard?
In most cases, yes. I mean, just a standard pre-engineered metal building, the pre-engineered package covers the building from the slab up as far as engineering is concerned, but we still have to get a structural engineer for the foundation. And if there's finished office space on the side, on the inside, then an architect needs to be involved in that as well. And,
And anything over 5,000 square feet, mm-hmm. you have to have an architect or record involved with it
okay.
as well.
Okay.
But the manufacturer does the engineering of the building itself.
Yeah.
Right.
They handle that in-house.
Right. So you have do you hire an architect, or do you have one on staff?
Mm-hmm. No, we partner with a architect.
Okay. And that's just typically if there's office space involved inside.
Well, anything over 5,000 feet, you at least have to have an architect do a life safety plan. Gotcha. So they do have some involvement even in just a warehouse.
I got you. Okay. Anything else you guys want to add to this discussion today? I mean, it's your show.
We do enjoy the chamber being part of that.
Okay. And we enjoy you being a member too.
And going to those events, and it's given us the ability to meet people we would not have otherwise at a social event. So we really enjoy those.
We've had a few of you guys show up to, I think a couple of years ago, you did our kicking chicken.
Yeah. That's one of the first things we did.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
that was pre-COVID.
That's pre-COVID.
Well, we're doing it again, so you guys are more than welcome to get your guys down there and cook. I mean, we've had some good winners over the year, and that's coming up here in October. So if you're interested, we'll definitely get you on that. And
Hunter's the company chef.
He is.
All right.
He's a very good cook.
You're a good cook, Hunter? What else do you like to cook?
Some people tell me that.
What else do you like to cook? Do you like
just about anything, barbecue, you name it?
But you don't compete?
I do not.
Oh, okay. Because there are some people that are out there competing. I have a friend who judges the barbecue, and there's a lot of that going on in South Carolina. I know when I first came down here, they said barbecue, and I'm like, what are we going to have on the grill? And they said, no, not that kind of barbecue. So, so you're the cook, so we'll have to get you, Hunter. We'll have to get you out there and get that chicken cook and get your favorite recipe out there.
He cooks, and me and Jody get to sample. So.
Yeah,
well, that's good.
We're good
at
eating.
That's the benefit.
That's the best thing.
Right.
Well, you seem to all get along though as partners. Oh, yeah. So that's kind of a good thing. And you guys have been fairly successful, I would say. I I know when you first started out, it was maybe a little bit more of a struggle than it is today, but you seem to be getting up there, and I see a lot of, you know, opportunity when I'm driving around town. I see some, that's some boys over there at Delta. Got another dang building going up over here.
We got to get you to our new office complex.
Yeah.
I think maybe
a year or so ago, you were building a new office.
We purchased a property and renovated it. It's on Sally Hill Road, right in the edge of Darlington.
Okay.
And we're proud of it. And good. We'd like to get you by and hopefully get a official ribbon cutting.
Absolutely. Yeah. Anytime you open a new facility, we'll do that ribbon cutting, especially for you guys. You've been a great client of us for many years, supported the chamber in many, many ways. Like I said, kicking chicken and some other things that we've done during the time. I know you've come to a few of the events. I'd love to come up there. And then if my buddy lives real close to there, I can just stop off and have a little libation with him after. Make it later in the day. How about that?
Sounds like a plan.
How big of a facility are you guys building?
Well, our office, the entire structure is about 8,000 square feet.
Okay.
We took half of it for our corporate office and renovated it, and we're looking to lease out the front part of it.
Okay.
So if y'all need any space,
news plug chamber,
which will be a significant upgrade from where you are today.
Oh, yeah.
Because you don't have a lot of square
footage. No, we're in our new office.
Yeah,
where you were. And you're when you first started, seriously, tell us how big that office was. Gosh. How many square feet?
I think we started off with about 1,000.
I think all three of you were in the same room when I got there.
That is true. Yeah.
So now y'all have your own offices?
We do.
All right.
Yeah,
all right.
Own office.
Moving on up.
Windows.
Windows and everything. Wow, that's great. Yeah. Yeah, I remember when I first walked in the office, and I'm like, am I in the right place? Because I think you had shared a building with someone.
Yeah, we did.
We were sharing.
You only had a little bit of space. I don't know how many square feet, but it wasn't a lot.
It was not a lot.
I mean,
But you have to crawl before you walk, right?
That's correct. And I knew you guys were going to build a new building. I didn't know you had built it, so I got
to
stay in
touch. Our plan was to build, and then this property came available, so it kind of
fell in our lap.
It really worked out better for us.
So are you down in Darlington County?
Right on
Sally Hill Road. I got you.
Yeah, it's one of those things, a Timminsville address in Darlington County.
I'll have to come up and visit you. I'll definitely do that. We need to do ribbon cutting as well.
Yeah, sure.
To welcome you to your new facility, which you've already been in for a while. So
yeah,
that's great. Well, guys, I appreciate you coming out today. I appreciate you telling us what you do. Anybody out there needs any commercial building or industrial type buildings, contact you guys. Delta
Building Systems Inc. dot com.
And then I think you have a phone number, but I don't have it on me, so we're in trouble there.
843-413-1712.
Okay. Yeah. And if anybody's in that market, these are great guys. I kid them. I see them out around town. We talk every once in a while. They're really busy right now, so I don't get an opportunity to see them as much as I probably should or could. But thank you, gentlemen, for coming on today. We really appreciate you, Jody, Keith. And Hunter, thank you all for coming in. Thank you for having us. And congratulations on your business. You guys have done a great job.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Well, that's a wrap today for Chamberlink. We will see you next week, same time, same station.
Being a small business owner is demanding, but it's easier with help from the UPS Store because we do all Ings printing all in one place, meaning we'll whip up some fresh menuing while you keep on catering and handle the bannering and postering so you can focus on your boutique's grand opening. The UPS Store, every ink for small business, all in one place. Everything is possible
now. The UPS Store.
From printing to shredding, the UPS Store is here for all your small business needs, saving you time for other ings. The UPS Store, every ink for small business, all in one place.
The UPS Store.
The UPS Store can tackle all your mailboxing needs, like giving your business a real street address for a more professional look. Every ink for small business, all in one place.
The UPS Store.
The UPS Store locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours may vary. See Center for details.
Chamberlink Radio is brought to you by the UPS Store with two locations in Florence and one in Sumter. Listen in every Sunday at 12 noon right here on Live 95.